Yes, welcome to the Daily Inspiration. Thank you again for calling in, and for those of you who have called in this week, thank you for your time. I know that everybody's busy in this world we live in, and to stop and take time is not always easy to do, and thank you for your time, and I pray God's blessing upon you through Jesus our Lord. Today I would like to read to you a passage out of Romans. And it's one that we've been reading as a family here, and it's been a blessing to me, and I hope so for you as well. We do have the blessing of having God's Word in our possession, and I hope we never, ever get tired of having His Word in our homes and hopefully in our hearts, and that we can be thankful that we have the Word of God. Romans chapter 10 says, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, are going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law of righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them." And so I want to just pause there for a moment. And here's Paul. He's got a burden for his people, Israel. And it's his heart's desire that they might be saved. And he knows that, he says, I can bear record, I can testify that they have a zeal of God. And that is true of the Israelites of his day. They were very zealous for God. But it says, but not according to knowledge, but they were ignorant of God's righteousness. And they were going about to establish their own righteousness. And the thing that is so difficult to be able to see is that our righteousness to God is filthy rags. And the reason is because we must compare ourselves to the spotless Lamb, Jesus Christ. And compared to Him, we have no way of coming to God blameless as Jesus did, as a spotless sacrifice. So everything that we could possibly do falls very far short. If we were in a balance, we'd come up wanting. We would be short. And he's saying that to this righteousness that is of man, it doesn't get very far. But he's saying these Jews have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God, and that Christ is the end of the righteousness of the law to everyone that believeth. Verse 5 says, "For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth these things shall live by them." You must stay within the findings of the law there. And if you transgress there, you fall short, and you have to start all over. And of course, we know no man can do that. We have a sin nature, and we struggle, and we're not perfect. And righteousness by the law will never be attained by us. Verse 6, "But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above? Or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring Christ up again from the dead? But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach." So in other words, you don't have to go somewhere to find God. You don't have to go to heaven in the heavens to find God, or to bring Him down to earth. You don't go to the abyss or to the depth and find God in the deep. It says that's to bring Christ again from the dead. But that word is right here with us, right next to us, right here. We can, at any time, we can meet with God right here. We don't have to go out of our way. We just have to humble ourselves and seek Him. You know, the Muslims go to Saudi Arabia, and they go to Mecca. They make a journey there, and that's their holiest of all cities, and they feel obligated to do this, and they feel like they have to go there to please their gods. And they'll go great lengths to be able to make that journey. And, you know, this scripture is telling us we God's not requiring us to go a certain distance like that, but he gives us the word right here, a word of faith. And that's the word that we preach, what Paul said. We preach that word. And here it is, verse 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Here we go. There's the righteousness. With your heart you believe. What do you believe? You believe that Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. He said, we'll be saved. That is the righteousness we get from him. And he says, we make that with our mouth. We make the confession, and that is made unto salvation, it says. And verse 11 says, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Now, I know we've talked about this before, but there's an important little word here, on. It's not whoever believeth in him, even though there's a fine line there. But if you look at believing on him, is different. And believing on him means that you are reliant on him, you trust in him and cling to him. The demons believe in him. You can read the scriptures and find out they know who he is. They believe in Jesus. And there's a lot of people today that would say they believe in Jesus, but you have to believe on him. You have to put your life in his hands, and you have to, as we talked about before, you have to deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and follow him. That's on him, believing on him. Verse 12, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall we call on him whom we have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? Or how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? You know, the prophets had a very difficult life because most of the people did not believe them. Actually, many of the people hated the prophets because of their prophesying. And you can imagine what it'd be like if people rejected. It'd be easy to feel like they're rejecting you. They're actually rejecting God. But Isaiah said, Lord, who has believed our report? And then so verse 17, it says, so then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You see, the word of God is here. It's near to us right now. Anywhere we are, any man or a woman or one that would be conscious enough to understand sin and see that there's a great need for salvation, he's here right now today. Anywhere, any place that someone will call out to God with a whole heart fervently, that's where you go. He's right here extending his grace and his love to us, and he wants us to surrender our lives to him and live a life of obedience to him, not for our righteousness. Our righteousness has to come from him, but he wants us to obtain our righteousness through him that we might be able to walk in obedience to him. And so we realize here in verse 17 that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that's what you're doing right now. And each time you call in to the daily inspiration, you are hearing the word of God. And that's where faith comes from. According to this verse, it cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's why it's so important that when there's scripture read, that you think about it. If you have a Bible, you go and you read it, check it out. Seek for God with all your whole heart, and you'll find him. And I believe that there's probably many of you that are calling in that have maybe already had this experience, but I just want to encourage you, keep your eyes on him and be faithful to him. And keep reading and hearing the Word of God. It is a faith builder. And it will be a blessing to you and your family and all those around you, because it is the truth. It's the Word of God. And so as you hear the Word of God, may faith be stirred up in your hearts, that you might be able to walk in his righteousness. May God bless you as you consider these things.